Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
U.S. Representative John Conyers has joined the list of men facing allegations of sexual harassment. According to the news site BuzzFeed, in 2015, the congressman used office funds to settle a claim made by a female employee. She said she was fired because she resisted Conyers' sexual advances. Conyers has denied there was any harassment and said he settled the case just to avoid a lengthy court proceeding. Now the House Ethics Committee says it's going to open an initial investigation. Jack, what is your reaction to all of these developments, and will Conyers' political career survive this?
Well, I should say that while I've never talked about it, I have personal knowledge of this because either this woman or perhaps another woman confided in me at the time about what was going on. I have no doubt that she was telling the truth, and she was about to file a lawsuit when they reached a similar settlement with her. I first thought it was this woman, now I think it was someone else earlier. So the way in which Conyers has conducted business has been an open secret for a long time that people haven't been willing to take on. The question is, will he resign? The Detroit Free Press today is calling for him to resign, and my guess is he's going to resist it to the bitter end. Conyers, we should note, will be 89 years old in May. He's been there for a long time. There's been a lot of questions about his competence, but he is the economic support of a lot of people who work in that office who have a vested interest in propping him up. So it'll be very interesting to see where this goes from here.
This week, Governor Rick Snyder appointed the state's chief medical examiner, Dr. Eden Wells, to lead a new council that's dedicated to improving the state's response to public health threats. That normally wouldn't be news, except for the fact that Wells is currently facing criminal charges related to the Flint water crisis. Is there a message from Snyder between the lines here?
There's a number of messages, and part of it's very admirable. Snyder believes that people are innocent until they're proven guilty. He's expressed confidence and support for Dr. Eden Wells, and if she's still in that job, she certainly should be in that position. Now, the backstory of this is the sort of war between Snyder and Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's running for governor. He knows he has to distance himself from the Snyder administration, who are unpopular. And Snyder has made it pretty clear that he thinks that the charges against Dr. Wells may be politically motivated. So there's a number of things at a number of levels going on here. But if the woman is still believed to be able to hold her job, she should be in that position.
The University of Michigan Board of Regents held a special meeting last night about white supremacist Richard Spencer's request to speak on campus in Ann Arbor. U of M President Mark Schlissel says the university is legally prohibited from blocking Spencer's attempt to rent space on campus unless safety becomes an issue. Jack, these kinds of campus controversies are getting more and more common, but the nuance here is that U of M hasn't invited Spencer. What do you make of the situation?
Well, I'm going to talk more about this at 1:30 today. I'm essentially very proud of the university for standing up for the First Amendment. But there's something else here. The university is doing the correct and pragmatic thing. Now, other universities, Ohio State, for example, Michigan State, have denied Spencer the right to speak and have been sued. If Spencer wins those lawsuits, which he may well on First Amendment grounds, the universities lose a lot of control or could lose a lot of control. The University of Michigan has not committed to have Spencer speak. It's committed to negotiating with him and seeing if there's a place where he can speak, and the university gets to determine the time, place, and manner, which may be at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning in a fringe part of the campus. We just simply don't know. But security is going to be paramount, and the University of Michigan both did the right and the pragmatic thing last night.
Thanksgiving's tomorrow, Jack, and I'd like to end our conversation on a positive note. Is there a news story or news item that you're thankful for so far in 2017?
Well, the economy has remained strong, quite a bit stronger than some people thought. Inflation has been down. So economically, so far, fingers crossed, it's been a good year.
Jack, thanks a lot, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
I promise not to eat too much, and I promise not to keep that promise.
I'm with you. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.